broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Woodstock, Georgia. It's time for KidBiz Radio.
KidBiz Radio creates conversations about the power of entrepreneurship and the positive impact that journey can have on kids.
For more information, go to KidBizExpo.com. Now, here's your hosts.
And welcome to KidBiz Expo Summer 2023. We're here at the Woodstock Green, and I'm excited to have Jaden Harlan in our booth. And he has a company called Jaden's Paracord Bracelets. Welcome, Jaden.
Thank you.
You're welcome. How old are you?
I'm 13.
13. Okay, so how did you come up with your paracord bracelet business?
Well, I'm in Boy Scouts, and we learn how to like tie knots, and we use paracord for a lot of our stuff. So I figured maybe I could try making something knowing how to use both of those things.
So you're using these either parachute cords? Is that what it is? What is paracord? Forgive me, I don't know.
Paracord is kind of like a thinner version of rope that you can use to tie together to make some really sturdy knots.
So you learn these knots in Boy Scouts, yes, and the next thing you know, you've got a bunch of knots together, and you're like, what? This could be a bracelet.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so tell me, what are the different things you have in your booth today if I were to come by?
Oh, we have my paracord bracelets, and my sister also has beaded pins that she made using adorables for different characters to put on the top of them.
So your sister is an entrepreneur as well.
Yes, ma'am.
What's the name of her business?
Ava's Beaded Pins.
Ava's Beaded Pins. Okay, so you both have your own little businesses together. So is it your parents who are helping support you through this?
Yes, ma'am.
So how do they get things started for you?
Sometimes they like post stuff to tell people what we're selling, where we are at the time, how much they cost. So that way people can have a heads up and know where we are.
You've been to other expos or like children's entrepreneur events? Oh, that's awesome. How long have you been in business?
For about almost 2 years now.
Wow, 2 years. Do you have a website as well?
Not yet. I'm planning on getting one soon.
So what's your favorite part about having your own business and making these bracelets?
Probably the different customizations that people like to put in.
Like what? What do they do?
Sometimes if we don't have the color that you would like, you can contact my mom's email and put whatever kind of customization you want, and I can make it for you.
Really? So what are the different kinds of colors that people ask for?
Sometimes black and yellow, or the colors of their favorite teams or the teams
yes,
they're on.
Right, that makes
most
sense.
Most of the times is what they request.
Do you have a best seller right now?
Probably my red, white, and blue, or red and white.
Right. Well, America. What's your favorite part about having your own business?
Probably the customers. They are always so nice when they come up and ask, how did I get started and what I'm selling?
We just had another person on the show a minute ago talk about the fact that you don't get to interact this way if you have an online business or it's just more of like a filling an order. What's a big lesson that you've learned?
Don't give up. If you don't get any sales, don't just quit and leave just because you didn't get any sales. You never know. People could come back, or they could take a card, like if you have a business card, and contact you and tell you like, hey, I want to buy something.
Have you found people do that?
Even if
they don't buy in the moment?
I just had somebody come up and do that.
Give me knuckle touch. It must be so satisfying.
It is.
Where would you like to see it go?
Hopefully I want to become a big business person. I've always wanted to become something like that, and it's always been my dream.
So this is right up your alley then.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, thank you so much for coming by and telling us about your story, and I can't wait to see your booth. I'll come by and see what colors I like.
Thank you.
Maybe the red, white, and blue for America. But stay cool today, okay, here out on the green. And thanks so much, Jaden.
Thank you.